This is Maren Lead at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and I'm talking today with Bruce Tenney, the Chief of the Advanced Design Office at Aviation and Missile Research Development and Engineering Center. So thanks very much, Mr. Tenney, for talking with us today.
Look forward to it.
In your mind, what are the technologies that have the most promise for generating big advances in rotary wing capabilities?
There are several, and I think that the biggest area of opportunity is in the stuff that, you know, sort of makes a rotorcraft a rotorcraft. It's the rotor system. It's the hub and the blades and the control actuations, and then the power and the drive system. You know, that creates the force of that rotor system. So we've made investments in rotor systems that are very conventional, right? I mean, for the last 30 years, the Army's investment has been in terms of what could you do to the current fleet of aircraft. So it's a very conventional rotorcraft perspective. Now, we have done some work in, you know, some new technology areas with respect to rotor systems that we, quite frankly, haven't been able to capture because the changes, they're probably just not cost-effective to apply to current systems. So we've kind of been hamstrung for quite some time with respect to how much and what kinds of changes do we make in our investment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've done prop rotor work because the Marines have developed the V-22, but you know, our S&T investment in that area has actually been pretty small. But, you know, I would say that we have done a pretty good job on turbine engines.
Mm-hmm.
We've stayed in that community. But we've designed turbine engines to operate against the spectrum of needs that a conventional helicopter. So low altitude, fixed speed operation. We're just now beginning to look at what do we need to do to those things to be able to operate, you know, across the spectrum of altitudes that might go up to 20 or 25,000 feet, and how do we handle variable speed operation? Is it best to do that in the engine or best to do that in the transmission or some combination of those things?
Mm-hmm.
We're just now beginning to look at those because only in the last few years have we, you know, have we believed that we'd be able to actually look at a new airplane, and none of that kind of stuff is going to be a block upgrade to any of the current airplanes.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us. I really appreciate it.